Welcome to System Switch, an improvised podcast about a group of unlikely heroes helping fight evil throughout the multiverse. Every season, we'll be exploring a new universe in the form of a new tabletop role-playing game. This season's universe is the Procyon Sector, brought to us by Scum and Villainy by Strauss Asimovic and John LaBeouf Little. Last time on System Switch, the crew of the Troubled Water was tasked to take care of a mysterious Agent 29.
Bring them back?
If possible, but more likely than not.
Kill them.
After flying into the capital city of the Hegemony, it was time to initiate their master plan.
Putting together outfits to disguise ourselves as
the Library Police.
But just as they were approaching the secret laboratory, they were confronted by hegemonic Invisitroopers.
Listen, I think maybe I might be able to, like, manipulate these chips and hack into them so that we could maybe make some sort of invisibility field.
And in order to unlock the laboratory doors, they had to call in a favor.
Maybe we could call up Nemo, you know, Tuna's cousin, and have him start a fire?
That's when the crew learned that Agent 29 isn't a person, but a top-secret chemical weapon. And now, the crew invisibly stands in the Trooper Research Lab in sight of Agent 29 as two hegemonic scientists look around in confusion.
You guys, like, I feel like I could roleplay as a scientist and, like, talk to these guys, or we could get them out of the room.
I mean, they're gonna have to leave.
Does anyone want to stay invisible? I think I'm gonna stay invisible.
I have to stay invisible. I'm dressed like a nun.
Yeah, you guys should stay invisible. I'm gonna take off my belt. I'm gonna take my belt off, all right? Just hold on to this here.
Hold on to the belt.
I'm gonna step out of the field when they're not looking.
All right.
Yeah, you do that, and you kind of apparate.
Gentlemen, don't worry about that. The fire alarm. Cover the beakers! Oh gosh! Oh, don't dilute the serum. Oh boy. Oh, this is a disaster. Some fool up in the library start doing some performance art. Oh my god, I hope they put him away for a long time. Just absolutely ruining everything. Ugh, terrible.
I was telling the higher-ups that having all three levels hooked up to the same safety system seems a bit odd.
And I was arguing for keeping the public out entirely from the library. I don't see why they need to be in there in the first place.
I agree. Especially those damn Xenos.
That's all right. The water should turn off any second now. Any second now. There we go. Man, good job. Quick reaction, fellas, covering up the Agent 29. That was good. Good on
you. Of course. Now, I must ask, who are you?
Oh, I'm with the research team behind the invisibility armor. You know, the Inviso chips.
Ah, I see. You must be part of Project Darklight. And you need... what?
Oh, I just came in here to see if you guys needed any help, because the water started going off, and I know all about what's going on in here, and I just realized that, like the invisible... Now, I don't want to brag, but I made the Inviso Trooper gear completely waterproof, but I knew that your guys' stuff wasn't, so I ran in here to help.
Well, I appreciate the, solidarity. However, I think we're quite all right.
While they're talking, I pull Millie as we kind of start to sneak around behind them, because now we're not covered in water, we're truly invisible.
I think there's, like, some drips.
Yeah, there's drips.
Know?
There's
yeah,
drips.
Yeah. But my point is that we're sneaking.
You guys, still be careful.
They are distracted.
They're definitely distracted.
We're sneaking.
There is an airlock into that hazmat area where the other scientist is mixing chemicals.
As I pass behind Hicks, I tap him on the back and indicate which direction we're going towards the airlock.
All right, I think I picked up on that, but I'm not quite sure, but I'm pretty sure I picked up on what you were tapping. Listen, gentlemen, researcher to researcher, I'm really curious about what you guys are doing in here. You know, there's a lot of talk around this Agent 29 stuff.
He perks up and he's like, well, what we're doing here will finally put those damn terrorists in the ground.
Oh, yeah, those damn uprisers! Sorry, I get real hot. I hate them so much. They killed my brother.
Oh, and you know what they did to me?
Yeah. They fucked your face up.
I
think that his face is in fact it's like there's like acid damage on one side of his face.
He's not just ugly.
Trooper serum has already made the difference. I mean, it's made the process of assimilating new members to the cause as easy as a snap of the fingers. With integration straight into the trooper's helmet, with a drip feed of trooper serum, they cannot disobey a direct order. And, as you know, it makes indoctrination... No, it makes compliance a breeze. And so if we can just aerosolize trooper serum, we can make an entire city's population docile. With just Agent 29, as soon as we find the Uprising's secret base, we unleash Agent 29, and suddenly, no Uprising. Simply, more soldiers.
It's all in this vial. I put my hands on the plastic bubble surrounding the hazmat suit and the Agent 29, and my lip starts to quiver, and I let a tear roll down my face.
Now, if only we could crack that damn genetic code. We just can't get it aerosolized. We've tried everything.
Everything, huh? And this is ground zero for this stuff. I mean, there's not like another workstation where they're working on it. This is, you guys are the guys.
Well, not quite. I'm sure you heard of the mass exodus.
Right. Yeah. My sister got exodized.
Ah, she was one of the scientists.
Right, she was, yeah.
Before the hegemony's greatest minds just disappeared, I will admit I was simply a lab assistant, but I have taken the honor of promotion and dedicated my life to the hegemony. But I'm nothing like Gaius. Gaius Tell, he was the genius.
I've heard of Gaius. I never met him, unfortunately. But I've heard great tales. Now, this beaker that you have in there. Is that all the Agent 29 that you guys have, or are some of those barrels in the corner? And is also full of that orange liquid?
No, the barrels are trooper serum.
Okay.
And, well, Rocco, initiate experiment 347.
Oh my god, you're gonna let me sit in on an experiment? This is the best day of my life. I absolutely love you guys. I could not thank you enough. I mean, my boss is going to be pissed if I'm gone too long, but it'll be fine. It'll be fine. This is totally worth it. Oh, woo! I can't even. I'm so beside myself.
Of course. No, I'm sorry. I never introduced myself. I am Dr. Omar.
Omar, nice to meet you.
And you are?
Hicks. Yeah, Dr. Hicks.
Dr. Braxton. Hicks.
Dr. Braxton, you can call me Hicks. Because I feel like we're best friends now, I swear. I'm going to invite you to my tea party the next time I have one with my son.
Sons. They tend to always disappoint their fathers, I find.
Oh, they're trouble, but I love them anyway, you know? Doesn't want to be a scientist, he wants to be a basketball player. Can you believe that?
A basketball player?
I know.
In this economy?
I know. Anyway, on with the experiment. I'm excited.
Of course.
Rocco, take it. Hit it, buddy.
The guy in the hazmat suit behind the glass in the lab pours the two beakers. He pours the orange trooper serum into the vial and then drops in drips and splashes of other chemicals. And you see it at first, like, starts to bubble and aerosolize. You see, like, a kind of orangish gas float into the space. And Dr. Omar goes, Dr. Braxton, I think we may have... covers the wall in, like, orange goo.
The plastic bubble. Right, we're talking.
Yeah, and Dr. Rocco wipes the hazmat suit off. Dr. Omar presses a button on the computer and goes, experiment 347, failure.
Wow, seems like you guys are a long ways off for making this Agent 29 stuff really work, huh?
Wouldn't say a long way off, Dr. Braxton, please.
Right, of course, for the big bosses. We're real close, any day now. It'll be the next one for sure, next test. I got you.
Dr. Omar.
Yes, Major.
Dr. Omar, I will be in your lab
In 2 minutes, I hope you have made progress.
Yes, Major. We'll see you soon.
Yes, you will.
Oh boy, Omar, we better get in there and clean up this mess real quick. I mean, like, right stack, because he's going to be in here and he's going to think that we're failing. I help you. Let's get on a hazmat suit, three of us. We can clean this up in 2 minutes. What do you think?
I would appreciate the help. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Absolutely. This seems way more important than I got the invisible armor working. That stuff works great. Let's do it. I put on a hazmat suit with him and help him clean up, distracting the shit out of him. I look over to where I think you guys are and I like nod. And then I look over to a different spot and I nod. And then to a third spot and I like wink and nod. And I don't know where they are.
And as they close themselves into the bubble, I pull Millie over to the door and I lock it from the outside.
With Hicks inside?
Yes.
With the door to the test chamber locked, moments later, an intimidating visage walks through the front door. A ornately adorned Major General walks in with chiseled jaw, buzz-cut hair, and broad shoulders with his hands folded neatly behind him.
Dr. Omar, progress?
We'll be right back. And now back to System Switch.
Tell me you have a breakthrough.
Sir, we have been working tirelessly. Dr. Rocco and I are on the verge of a breakthrough. But we just need more time. More resources, perhaps.
Quiet. Omar, you have been working on this since the Exodus.
The Exodus, of course, being when all of the highest-ranking engineers and scientists of the hegemony just one day disappeared.
We've been giving you a hefty sum of cred and plenty of time to get this right. I believe your time is coming ever so closely to an end. And you.
And he looks over at Hicks in the containment pod.
Howdy. Major.
I salute.
Are you a new lab technician?
No, I'm from down the hall. I'm working on the product Darklight. Anyway, I just came in here, the fire alarm, you see the fire alarm and the sprinklers and stuff. I just came in to make sure everything was okay. I'm here to help. That's all. Nothing suspicious about me being here.
It's almost like you sense like a strange feeling kind of around Major Fraz. And you notice that his attire is eerily similar to the Brothers of the Beyond. And I think it clicks now that the highest ranking officers of the hegemony are also high ranking officials of the Church of the Beyond, the ones that are the most connected to the Beyond. And you can feel the Beyond now as it kind of passes through him and through the rest of the lab. And he kind of like looks around like he senses that something is off. He can't quite put a finger on it, but he's on high alert. And he kind of walks over to Dr. Omar, pushes him aside as he walks over to the airlocked testing facility in the middle of the lab, where Hicks is inside with Dr. Rocco.
I squeegee away a wipe of the orange goo off the wall and then wave.
Major Fraz just tilts his head up slightly, squints his eyes, and slowly walks over to the testing chamber. And without looking back at Dr. Omar, simply goes,
"This weapon will be the end of the uprising. You have 1 week, Omar, or you will be tried for treason and obstructing progress."
And he kind of turns back, he stops, and he like senses something and looks over in the direction of Millie and Bowler, completely invisible. And he starts walking in that direction.
Fuck.
He's getting closer.
Major, excuse me. Would you come? Come over here. I gotta talk to you. These guys are working real hard, right? I know that it's a challenge. You know, sometimes you get a breakthrough, and then people think you're just a genius out of nowhere, even though you just got lucky. And other times you work for years, and you never stumble upon what you need. And you think maybe just bring in new guys, and they'll be able to figure it out. But these guys, you know, they know what
Major Fraz, he kind of looks at you and he goes,
"The Exodus was a blow to the brilliance of the hegemony. We have scoured the Procyon sector for the greatest minds to bring them in to this utopia that we've created. I have given Dr. Omar everything he has asked for, and yet nothing to show for it. Thankfully, I come here not only asking for an update, but also with news. We may have found Avilion."
And Dr. Omar goes, You found it? Pray tell, where?
"We have probes in every corner of this sector. And we have found some anomalous readings. And we have good information that this may be Avilion. And if it is, we may have found Gaius Tell."
You remember that Gaius Tell was the guy who was originally in charge of this. He was the lead geneticist, and then the Exodus happened, and now Dr. Omar. And Omar goes, "Oh, thank the Beyond. I will do everything I can. I will prepare anything that he needs. When he returns, everything will be ready for his genius to make the breakthrough."
"Yeah, I say let's go get him, you know? Let's get at it. Let's go fetch him and then bring him back here. I mean, maybe not me, of course. Sorry, I'm sort of used to being like the guy who like goes on all the adventures, does all the things, you know? But like, I wouldn't go. I'm just an engineer. Like, I'm not like the main character of the story or anything. Somebody else would go. They get him. They bring him back here. I keep doing my job day to day, 9 to 5, you know? But bring him back as soon as possible. That'd be great."
"That is the plan. And what was your operating number, soldier?"
I turn on a hose that I'm using to hose down the inside of the wall.
"Sorry, I can't hear you, Major. Can you say that again?"
"Soldier, your operating number."
"Boy, this is, oh, man."
Okay, while this is happening, because this seems like...
Please save me.
This seems like what the kids call a distraction. So I would love to make my way, our way, the two
yes,
of us, because
dragging,
we
maybe.
Must, yeah, we well, going? We gotta go together. Yes, yes, we're going, just follow me. I want to make our way over to the, like, workbench to see if I can steal the notes for Agent 29.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, what are we rolling?
I think it would probably be Skulk.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Skulk is to skulk about unseen, pick pockets, employ subtle misdirection or sleight of hand.
And I would call this risky.
Yeah, risky standard. And I think that the reason it's not a desperate action is because Hicks is employing a distraction that is distracting the Major and Dr. Omar, for that matter.
What can we see on the table?
Yeah, let's get a rundown.
On the table, among the different beakers and test tubes, various elements and liquids are a few different data pads. One of them, you know, is Dr. Omar's because he was just using it before he placed it down on the table.
Ooh, well, I'm definitely going for that one.
I think we should push Dr. Omar into the table, knock him and the corrosive stuff all over the big guy, and then in the commotion, steal the stuff so no one realizes it's missing until later.
I think that's a good plan. I don't want to destroy the notes just yet because I think it's good evidence.
No, we won't. They're lab data pads. They're water resistant.
You said corrosive. That's worse than water. All right, for you, I will push the spindly scientist down. Is that what you want? You want me
to push
the spindly, desperate, sad man down? Yes, I will. I will definitely do that.
Oh, I'm fully on doing like the duck push, where one person gets on their hands and knees.
Yes, I love this. Let's tabletop this dweeb.
Because there's loads of chemicals. I just want to spill whatever on the colonel. So he's like, oh, fuck. This is my favorite outfit, hopefully.
Yes, let's bully this nerd.
Let's see how this goes. I think this is risky standard. And like I said, it would have been desperate if not for the fact that Hicks is doing a pretty good job distracting.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, this is what's gonna make everything pop off. Once we do this, it's gonna be a sprint to the finish to destroy what is already out of the Agent 29 and get
out. I have a plan.
Okay. Well, then let's tabletop this dweeb and see where we go.
I got 2 sixes.
Okay. So with 2 sixes, that is a critical. So Bowler gets down on his hands and knees, and Millie shoves Dr. Omar into the desk, which topples over. The data pad falls onto the ground. The corrosive elements on the table also go spilling in the opposite direction onto the long draping cloak of Major Fraz, and it starts to kind of like sizzle, burning and smoking. Dr. Fraz kind of like whips around.
Omar, what the hell are you doing?
I'm so sorry. I think I got pushed.
Pushed? You.
Major Fraz holds out his hand, and Omar starts to like rise into the air. Major.
That's so cheesy.
He's getting beyond it.
The church does not allow this kind of insolence, this blatant stupidity.
And Dr. Omar flies across the room, hitting his head onto the wall and like slumps down onto the ground, knocked out. Major Fraz just throws his robe off. It starts to fizzle and smoke in the corner. He flicks his hand as the airlock goes. It opens up to the test chamber. He walks over, grabs Dr. Rocco by the hazmat suit and kind of drags him out. And he says,
fix this, or you two will be out on the streets of Warren.
And he kind of like shoves him aside and storms out.
Oh, give me the data pad. I can hide it in my habit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, here you go. You're here for solace because you're dressed as a nun, and I will be the new supervising scientist, supervisor, manager. Oh, man. I'm going to be a middle manager. Let's go.
So you kind of like deactivate the invisibility barrier and it kind of fizzles off out in the hallway.
Hello. One of you has fallen asleep. I'm Dr. Finney. It's good to see you. This is my sister and of course yours.
I am Sister Uvula.
Hey there, Dr. Fanny and Uvula. We're just cleaning up here.
Doctor, Major, we've been looking for you. I understand you came here because of all of your success with the invisibility section.
Well, sure.
Because your department was so successful and everyone there is incredibly satisfied with your work. Yet here, the work is lackluster. No?
We were told by the major that Dr. I pull out a little notebook from the purse and I go, Dr. Rocco is to be transferred to another department. Tell me which one of you is Dr. Rocco?
And Dr. Rocco like slowly like raises a hand that's like shaking in fear a little bit. And he's like,
I'm Dr. Rocco. Now, sister.
Yes.
Do you know first aid at all? Dr. Omar is knocked out.
Oh dear. Well, perhaps the spirits of the beyond will come to him for healing. We will bring him to our medical bay immediately, but first you must go see Sister Matilda in the seminary, office 347.
Of course, sister. Right away, sister.
Don't worry, Rocco. My buddy James, he got transferred a while back. You'll be fine, man. It takes a learning curve, but you'll be all right, you know? Don't stress too much, buddy.
And he kind of like awkwardly kind of scuttles out of the room.
If you can't find her, keep looking room by room. I know it's in the 300s. It is smudged on the page, sister.
Oh, I'm clumsy. Woman hands.
You know how it is. So start at 300 and keep looking. Yes? Or it might be 3000, right?
Yes, it definitely has a 3 in it. But she is waiting for you, so it is kind of a rush. So you'll have to run.
Right away, sister. Of course, sister.
Blessings to you. Goodbye.
Lock the door. All right, quickly. Tie up the guy who's unconscious. Quickly.
Nice play, guys. That was nice. That was real. I mean, like, you guys came in here, you know, all, like, in character and everything. Like, I almost believed you, you know? If I didn't know any better, I would have thought for sure you're, like, middle management.
We have to burn everything, and then we have to frame the Hermogene for breaking their own thing.
Well, I gotta keep cleaning this. I'm not quite done cleaning the. No, I don't gotta do that. Wait a minute. I'm lost in my character. No, I can stop.
Yes, stop.
I drop the pressure washer and I drop the steam gun and then I get out of the testing facility.
He opens the door with his mind. I want to be as far away from the mind guy as possible. So let's frame the homogeny for fucking up their own project and then drown them in the worst thing that every corporation has to deal with. We're gonna defeat them with paperwork.
All right, let's have a group huddle here for a second.
All right.
So we've got one unconscious scientist, which is wonderful. We've got one wild goose chase scientist, hooray. We have to destroy the rest of the Agent 29 that is here. And how do you plan to frame the homogeny?
Hegemony.
The serum, when you ingest it, makes you susceptible to being told commands.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
So let's tie up this scientist and then get him basically using it to hypnotize him so that he genuinely thinks that he's the saboteur and then have him sabotage the project.
Bowler, you know, you got a good idea or two shoved up in that ass of yours.
Thanks, because the best person to frame is them.
Do you guys want to go with the first plan that we come up with, or we want to spitball some others? You know, because I was thinking maybe we like replace the Agent 29 with like orange juice, and then they won't know.
That's a great idea. You should get him to do that.
Oh yeah, all right. Yeah, we combine the plans.
Teamwork. So good.
High five.
Okay, high five. I love your plan. Let's mix it with mine, and it'll have a child. It'll be our child plan.
Well.
I'm weird bowler today.
All right. I mean, that's interesting, but
unhinged bowler is ready to go.
That's the bowler that you are in this universe. Like, so you're kind of slowly picking up the traits of this particular bowler.
Oh, is the bowler in this universe like an unhinged nutcase?
Yeah, a little bit. His plans was to throw flour into space. Like, yeah, he's a little bit...
Oh, no, that was me.
Well, you are him. Yeah. You guys are the same. You're one and the same,
you're one
you know?
And the same.
Right, okay.
I mean, but
you're the
I'm
same,
just
but
saying,
different.
You remind... You're... I don't know. It's a strange kind of feeling because you don't remember all the other crazy plans because I'm remembering casino heists, that time at the beach where you stole two ice creams from two shitty teenagers.
Oh, but they were shitty, though. I remember
see?
That.
See? But for me, it's a bit of the old bowler peeking through, and I don't know. It's nice to see.
And Dr. Omar just kind of goes, ugh.
All right, Hicks, get one of the helmets and shove it on his head.
What's going on?
All right. Any one of these is going to do? There's like a small, medium, large. Like, how big is that guy's head?
That's a medium head if I've ever seen one.
It's a medium head?
Yes.
All right, medium.
No, please.
All right, here you go. Take this one. Here.
Please. No, please. I
sorry, guy. And I shove it on his head. Oh, isn't that better? I feel bad about this. Hi, guy.
Hello.
How are we feeling?
Scared.
Yeah, that's to be expected.
How long before big guy is going to come back and check on you?
Major Froz is what he's talking about, yeah.
Major Froz rarely visits directly, but the hegemony will soon do another pass.
When?
I mean, I think if we blow up this lab, probably pretty soon.
Every hour.
All right, well, then we better get going.
Dr. Omar, you are a member of the Uprising. You have been sent here to sabotage Agent 29 by replacing all of the liquid with an orange juice. You were a sleeper agent, and now you are awakened. Get to work. How's that? Is that going to work?
Yes. Also, corrupt the original recipe and delete all the files.
Yes.
And flush the rest of the real trooper serum down the space toilet.
You are the best sleeper agent that the Uprising has.
I am the best sleeper agent that the Uprising
then
has.
Then after you've done all of this, you are going to forget that you are part of the Uprising.
When my objective is complete, I will forget that I am a part of the Uprising.
You guys, I think this is all well and good, but like, if the helmet comes off, is he gonna like stop?
No, we said for the rest of time it hypnotizes you.
Does it?
So the way the trooper serum works is that anything said to him under the effects of the serum, he will accept as fact and will believe unwaveringly. But as soon as the helmet is removed, he won't be so obedient or easily convinced, but what he accepted under the serum, he will continue to believe.
You know, I'm just looking at this. If used ethically, you could use this stuff to like hypnotize someone to help them like quit habits, you know, help them with.
Yeah, but you're kind of messing with free will too at the same time, you know? Like that's a weird ethical dilemma.
Millie is inside of the chamber hammering on the like spray nozzles, the experimental spray nozzles, and she's like, "Yeah, you know, that's a slippery slope to eugenics."
Yeah, all right, so there's a couple helmets here on the wall still. Like, we want to keep these for a rainy day or something?
We should keep one.
We should hang on to one. Don't you think it seems really useful?
Yeah, I like this one. And I looked to see label of whose helmet it is, and I was like, do you think Chekhov will miss it?
I don't think anyone's coming back into this room, hopefully. So I say just take that one. That's great.
All right.
Take Chekhov's helmet. That's perfect.
We see a wide shot of the lander pod taking off from seminary parking and blasting into the stratosphere where your ship, the Troubled Water, lies in wait. After docking, the airlock opens to Jayok, waiting in anticipation.
French, how's it been done?
Oh yeah, we fucked up Agent 29. It was really fun.
Yeah. The pieces.
My imagination was flowing like a stream of consciousness. My mind was creating worlds and images. I imagined a monster of sorts. What did it take to fell this beast?
Well, it was,
like three costumes. Took like about three costumes.
Millie got an invisibility machine.
I did.
Yeah, check it out. Pull it out, Millie. Yeah, check that out. Isn't that cool? She's gone. Where'd she go?
Where'd it go?
My goodness. And the mission is complete, yes?
Yes.
Then we must hurry back to Lithios. We must inform Orin Wolf of your success.
I pull out the data pad and I say, yeah, I have a real nice present for him.
Oh, you've got the recipe. Fuck.
I got some ethical problems with that I maybe would like to discuss with maybe all of you, or Boulder, maybe just you, although you're a little unhinged right now, so maybe you won't necessarily, maybe I'm by myself in thinking that maybe we shouldn't be giving like the big bad sauce from the bad guys to the good guys, who then probably gonna become the bad guys because, you know, power corrupts.
He's right.
Yeah. I mean, like, just sleep on it, maybe? I don't know. Maybe I'm being too sensitive, but I'd say we should sleep on it.
I mean, I just wanted to get it out of there. We don't have to hand it over. We can show it, and then I can crack it over my knee dramatically.
Oh, I like that idea. I like drama.
Or you could crack it over your knee now, and we could space it.
Nah, but I kind of like cracking it over the knee in front of him, you know, because then we're like showing him that we don't work for him.
Yeah, but then
you know
they can take the pieces back together and do a big data recovery. You know what a lot of money makes? Impossible things happen.
That's true. How about this? You crack it over your knee now, you space it, we get another data pad that's just empty, and we crack that over the knee as a symbolic gesture.
I love it, Hicks. I love
it. Perfect.
Well, I think there is actually a spare data pad in the junk drawer if you look in the kitchen.
The pink one? Okay, yeah, here you go.
Let me wipe that first before you go looking in it.
You might want to wipe it down with a towel too while you're at it.
What exactly is the plan for duping the leader of the uprising? How close was the hegemony to synthesizing Agent 29? Where did all the scientists go after the exodus? And what will happen to the poor brainwashed Dr. Rocco? Find out next time on System Switch. Thank you so much for listening. Please help out the team by leaving a review and telling your friends about the show. System Switch is produced and narrated by me, Peter DiamCastro, with music and sound effects by Epidemic Sound. Hicks is played by Kyle Love, Bowler is played by Binary Dragon, Millie is played by Sophie Schwartz. Check out everyone's socials in the show notes and follow the show on Twitter and Instagram with @SystemSwitchPod. The multiverse is a strange place. Oh, you're part of Project
Mirage.
Invisitrooper.
Light. Project Light.
Mirage.
I see. You must be part of Project Darklight.
It's got many different names. I've heard it called Project Light, Project Mirage, you know, Project Inviso Troopers, Project I, you know, all sorts of names. But yeah, you get the gist. Yeah, those ones. Those guys.
Danny stuff.
Yeah, yeah.